This opportunity to appreciate the words of thanks and appreciation and support from those that have spoken, and also your suggested recommendations. From the point raised by the United Kingdom of Great Britain on Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the work, the report, I have already explained that in my initial response, that the Truth and Reconciliation Report has been completed, and work is now being done by appointment of someone in the Office of the Prime Minister to implement the recommendations. The recommendations, of course, will be submitted to Cabinet for Cabinet's appropriate actions on them. So it is now a matter of operation for the government of the day to follow up. On the question of anti-trafficking bill, the government is looking to strengthen our border security by reviewing our Immigration Act to also cater for transnational crimes. This is an ongoing commitment of the government, and we are going ahead with this. On political parties, we now have a Political Parties Integrity Act that provides for 10% for women members in political parties. We have a very successful election in 2014 under a new system, a biometric system, that we receive assistance from the United Kingdom, from the United Nations, European Union, and Australia, and we are so grateful and thankful for that, Mr. President. And this, because of the success, we are not stopping there. We are already put in motion through the Electoral Commission to review the Act, because there are some weaknesses in the Act. There are some weaknesses in this Act, which is most important, very important, that we would like to work in this bill so that the management and the stability, and of course our party system in the country is still at the embryo situation. We still have a lot of parties, and we'd like to improve this through the review of the Integrity Act. On question of, again, there are some questions that have been posed on ratification. I've also explained that on the case of ratification. It is not because the government don't want to ratify convention. It is a matter because it is, again, as I've said, it's a common practice of government that when a new government come into power, they would like to have to, they would like to want to see these proposed conventions, and that is being done so that we can move forward with this convention. On our commitment on convention, for example, one of the good examples that we are going ahead with it is what I said to you on the Child and Welfare Bill. This bill is going before Parliament this year in its first sitting, Mr. President. Mr. President, there is a question as well on corruption. On corruption, our government has taken this on board, and we have made a statement already in our report that government is coming up with the legislation on this. And the committee is now in the process of drafting, coming up with the draft for corruption and whistleblowers legislation that we hope that if it's not going to be the first sitting of Parliament, it's going to be the next sitting of Parliament that we are going to attend to this. On the lengthy pre-trial detentions will be addressed by the Criminal Procedure Code Bill and the Youth Justice Bill scheduled for 2016 Parliament session. I would like to take this opportunity also, maybe because we have our permanent secretary for women youth and family affairs, that there's some good questions that have been raised on women that I would like to take the opportunity for inviting here, just to add to some of the things that I have said in relation to women. So I invite with pleasure, President Mrs. Sigimanu, if she could make a contribution. Thank you.